Illegally seized land is the subject of our next story, and for that story we go to Colombia. Millions of peasants in Colombia have been driven off their land. The culprits have been paramilitaries, guerrillas, and drug traffickers, all combatants in Colombia's civil war. Other Colombians have lost their farms for lack of the necessary legal documents. Well, now the government is trying to give land back to its rightful owners. John Otis reports from Chaparral that authorities are returning stolen acreage to farmers.
A high school band plays the Colombian national anthem. The music kicks off a ceremony where government officials hand out land titles to poor farmers.
Titulación de tierras para la señora Nancy Guarnizo Vanguero.
One by one, the farmers are invited on stage to receive their documents, as well as a handshake from Colombia's agriculture minister, Juan Camilo Restrepo. He tells the crowd that the government has a historic obligation to compensate farmers who lost their land.
Porque partimos del convencimiento de que si no hay una solución...
Restrepo says, we are convinced that if there's no rational and just solution to the land problem in Colombia, we will never achieve a lasting peace. Cocaine traffickers, paramilitaries, and guerrillas are believed to have seized some 9 million acres over the past 25 years. The land was often used to grow and smuggle drugs. But even farmers who stayed on the land face problems. Legalizing property in remote areas can be an expensive bureaucratic nightmare. That's why 40% of rural properties in Colombia lack legal titles. Land titles can be used as collateral. Without them, poor farmers have no access to bank loans to buy seeds and fertilizer and improve their standard of living. Ken Yamashita is the director of the U.S. Agency for International Development in Colombia. He says this legal limbo makes it easy for criminals to force farmers off their land.
The people who are physically on the land don't feel that they have the sense of ownership, and so they're not willing to work it or protect it. And secondly, it's easy for others to come and try to push them off, which is what's happened. The displaced population of 4 million that we have in Colombia today is partly because of that.
Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos has pledged to empower small farmers. He's launched a fast-track program where government workers travel to isolated areas to hand out land titles. Here in Chaparral, officials from the agriculture ministry help farmers sign the final paperwork for their land titles. With her documents in hand, Maria Alvirian says she's now eligible for a low-interest government loan.
This paper says we're the owners of a small plot of land, and this will allow us to get the loans we need to invest in our farm.
A far greater challenge is the government's goal of putting 5 million acres of stolen property into the hands of landless peasants. Many of these plots are still controlled by drug lords, but are registered to third parties who've never been convicted of crimes. So the seizure process can take years. The most famous example involves the drug lord Pablo Escobar. He was killed in 1993, but it took the government 15 years to expropriate Escobar's vast holdings. Yet when the seizure process works, it can change lives. As he chops open a cacao pod and pries out the seeds, Francisco Gomez says he's never owned a square inch of land in his life. But now, Gomez lives on one of Escobar's former properties. He and other farmers here raise cacao, the raw material for chocolate. If the crop succeeds and they stay put, Gomez and his fellow cacao farmers will have the option to buy this land at a low price from the government. So far, we haven't harvested very much cacao, Gomez says, but we will. This is a really good project. For The World, I'm John Otis, Chaparral, Colombia.